David, good morning.
Good morning, Phil.
First things first, how can you tell if your pet is overheating?
I guess the signs that you would look for, Phil, are excessive panting in dogs. Dogs are animals that can't sweat to cool down, and one method that they have available to them is panting rapidly, and that sort of helps them dissipate heat. So if they're excessively panting, you might see their gums are dark, their tongue might be dark. And if heat stress is progressing, you know, the animals may appear confused, they may vomit, and they can even collapse. And obviously, once you get to that point, it's a veterinary emergency, and we would encourage people that, identify their animals in those sort of circumstances to make arrangements to get them to a vet as soon as they can and do everything they can to cool them down in the interim.
Yeah, right. Well, so it certainly would be quite a confronting thing to deal with, your pet suffering from heat stroke. In terms of leaving your pet in the car, which is something that, I mean, a lot of people do, a lot of people park the car in the shade or maybe crack the windows to try and help keep the car cool for the pets. Does this really make that much of a difference?
Yeah, I think there's some misinformation around out there. If you've got a vehicle, and there's been various tests done in the past, that a dark vehicle parked in the sun, it can take only about 6 minutes for the temperature inside the car to reach 80 degrees Celsius. That temperature only drops marginally, even if the windows are cracked a little bit. And, you know, with a vehicle in the shade, if there's no air movement, the temperature inside the cabin of a vehicle can be still quite excessive. And, you know, 6 minutes is that difficult number. That's the period of time that it can take for an animal to start to display signs of heat stress. And, you know, if that's not remedied or addressed, it can die shortly thereafter as a consequence of heat stroke.
My word, 80 degrees. I can't believe how... Well, it explains why the metal buckle part of seatbelts always gets so damn hot. 6 minutes, he said, it takes for a car to get that hot. Wow.
Yeah, well, obviously, it varies, but the temperature in the car doesn't have to get to 80 degrees before it starts to have an impact on the welfare of animals that might be left inside. So with the current weather that we're experiencing, you know, close to 40 degrees in Western Sydney yesterday and again today, we'd be advising people, don't take the animals in the car if you don't have to take them in the car. Mm. Your best advice, leave them at home in a cool place with shelter, plenty of cold water. If you normally have one bucket out for your dog, put two buckets out in case one gets knocked over.
Mm. Yeah, well, that sort of leads nicely into my next question. It's for people who work during the day and leave their pets at home, what can you do to make sure that your pet is going to be okay through the day when you're not there for hours on end?
Yeah, I guess it sort of starts with ensuring that there is, appropriate shelter for your animal so that it has an area where it can get out of direct sunlight and those sort of things, extra bowls of water in case one gets accidentally knocked over. If your dog's tethered, and I mean, we sort of advise against tethering your dog anyway because it can get tangled and then not reach its water, you can set up paddling pools for the dog so that they can lay down in them and cool themselves during the day. You can put ice cubes in water. You've just got to be a little bit careful with that because that may actually stop some dogs from drinking out of water, the ice cubes bobbing up and down. But you can essentially, part freeze some water in the bottom of a container and then put water on top of the ice cube, and that will cool the water and not necessarily put dogs off from drinking. So there's a number of things that you can do, but a lot of it's sort of common sense, ensuring that they've got shelter, they're in a cool environment with plenty of access to fresh water.
Mm. Now, we've been speaking about dogs mainly. I feel like that tends to be the concern animal, dogs, because people take them out in cars and things like that. How much of a risk is there for issues with a sort of this kind of weather with other types of pets, and like cats, for instance?
Yeah, cats are also going to, experience the effects of the hot weather. So again, they're probably roaming around or they may be inside. If you can leave them inside in a cool part of the house, that's obviously going to be good, a nice tiled floor where they can sort of lay on the floor and get cool. There's also the opportunity of, securing cats, dogs or otherwise inside the house with the air conditioning on. And, obviously that will help them cope much better with the high temperatures. And I guess it's also important to be conscious of different animals experience different problems with the heat. So if you have a particularly young dog or a particularly old dog, or an animal that already has veterinary issues, they're more likely to be, you know, further compromised by excessive hot weather.
Yeah, right, right, right. Well, it seems like there are, you know, lots of ways to get around your animals having, you know, heat issues. So there are no excuses at this point, I suppose, if you do want to, you know, it's part of the responsibility of pet ownership, I suppose.
Yeah, and I guess if you're not there during the day, it's still a matter of thinking about it in the morning and, you know, ensuring there's extra water bowls, that there is clean, fresh water available in the morning. You know, you can increase the size of the bucket, because if you have a small bucket of water, you know, it's not going to take long for that to heat up during the day. If you've got a larger bucket, larger volume of water, it'll take a bit longer to heat up. Don't keep the bucket in the direct sunlight. Find a shady, sheltered area for the water bowl, and, you know, that'll help keep the water as cool as you can. And it's ensuring that, you know, that the animals are left with adequate shade and water.
Mm.
And you're sort of talking about, you know, the smaller animals. You know, birds can be a problem. You know, if you have birds in a cage and that sort of stuff, just be mindful of, you know, those animals too. If you've got them, you know, up against a brick wall, under the, you know, the shelter of an eave or something like that, although they may not be in direct sunlight, the brick wall's going to heat up, and that's going to, you know, compromise them as well. So it's, you know, if you're able to move the birds around, put them in a sheltered, cool spot as well.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks very much, David, for giving a little bit of an explainer to us, and which is certainly going to be helpful coming through the summer months. So, yeah, thanks very much for your time.
Not a problem. And if people see animals that they have concerns about, that they might be heat stressed, if they're not their animals, make a call to the RSPCA, whether it's an animal, you know, in a car or alternatively in a backyard that you have concerns about. You know, make a call, and we'll get someone out there to assess the condition of the animal and make sure everything is okay. And if you see signs of heat stress in your own animals, you know, make the most of, you know, act early, take it to a vet and get treatment for it as soon as you can.
Mm. David, thanks so much for your time.
Not a problem. Thanks very much, Phil.
Cheers.